The question was asked, does the Torah round numbers? Does Tanakh round numbers? Do our sages in Talmud round numbers? And let's begin. Our first stop is with Moshe Rabbeinu and Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it says in the beginning of the book of Shemos, Moshe ben Shemonim Shana. Moshe was 80 years old when he came before Pharaoh and told him about the commandment of Hashem to release the Jewish people. So Moshe's 80. Now the Mishnah in Tractate Eduyos and the Braisa in Maseches Seder Olam Rabba tells us that the Makos lasted one whole year. That means the Makos began in Nisan and ended in Nisan. That means, how old is Moshe when we leave Mitzrayim? 81. 40 years in the desert, how old is Moshe? 121. But wait a second, the Torah says he was 120. So we have a problem. The one who raises this problem is an early commentator called the Ralbag, Rabbeinu Levi ben Gershom. The Ralbag wrote a commentary on Torah and Nevi'im. The Ralbag wrote a work that was more controversial than the Rambam's Mora Nevuchim. And the Ralbag has a thesis. The Ralbag claims that every miracle can be explained naturally. And the Malbim goes all out against him, because the Ralbag tries to explain everything. He wrote a book called Milchamot Hashem, The Wars of Hashem, and his book was banned more heavily and more harshly than the Rambam's Guide to the Perplexed, if you can imagine that. So Ralbag goes a very specific route, but the Ralbag raises a good question. Let's leave that question hanging, but I think that's an important question. It's a question that stares at us from the Torah itself, and by the end of our discussion tonight, I hope you guys will have multiple answers to that question. The Torah says, Arba'im yakenu lo yosif, hit the man 40 times in court. So Makos is 40 times, yet our sages say it's 39. So Torah said 40, and our sages say, no, it means 39. So it can say 40 and mean 39. How do you get? It means till 40 you should hit him, not 40. It says, Arbim Yakenu. Okay, don't add. Don't add to hit the 40. But it said 40, you'll hit him. So our sages derive that it really means 39. It says, there were Taryag mitzvos that were given to us from heaven, right? Taryag, we know that, 613. Yet the early commentaries held that seven of them, at least, were rabbinic. Wait, but it says 613 were given at Sinai. So Rambam right away goes out against those who want to include the rabbinic mitzvot in the 613. He says, it says 613 were given at Sinai. Nachmanides wrote a commentary on Rambam's book of mitzvot, and this is where Nachmanides goes into the question of, do we round numbers? Can we say 613 mitzvot were given at Sinai when in fact 600 of them were at Sinai, 13 of them were elsewhere? And Ramban goes to prove that when our sages spoke and when the Torah speaks, we will sometimes speak about the general rule, even though we didn't mean every specific of that rule. For example, if we took a coffee break 5 minutes ago, and out of this class, 8 out of 10 went to get coffee, it would be legitimate to say the class went to get coffee, even though only 8 out of 10 went to get coffee. An example of that, says the Ramban, is when the Torah records that Yaakov's family was 70 people who came down to Egypt. Well, not all 70 came down to Egypt. 4 of them were already in Egypt. Yosef, his wife, his 2 children. It says 70 went down to Egypt. No, 70 did not. You have to subtract 3 from those 70. Those 70 do not include Yosef and his 2 sons. They are part of the 70, but when the Pasuk says they went down to Egypt, they didn't really all go down to Egypt. So we will sometimes speak in a general way, because the majority it's true to say that about the majority, and we say it about the whole. So we could say the class went to get coffee, even though only 8 out of 10 went to get the coffee. Right? So 70 came down to Egypt, even though 70 were in Egypt, and only 67 came down to Egypt. So we start seeing this concept in Torah that sometimes the general statement does not reflect every one of its parts. It's a general statement. And then the Ramban quotes to us a Jerusalem Talmud in Tractate Rosh Hashanah. So we will open the Jerusalem Talmud in Tractate Rosh Hashanah, the first chapter, the fourth halacha. And the Jerusalem Talmud is discussing the question of how many years David HaMelech reigned. Oh, so it says he was king 40 years, right? So that's easy. He was king 40 years. He was king 40 years. So let's see the psukim that the Jerusalem Talmud is dealing with. Here we go. One pasuk says, "Vayamim shemalach David akol Yisrael 40 shana." King David was king 40 years, as Mr. Nahmadi said. David was king 40 years. Pasuk says, "Bechevron malach sheva shanim v'shisha chodashim." In Hebron, he was king for 7 years and 6 months, 7.5 years. And in Yerushalayim, the pasuk says he was king. It says like this. Let's see. Pasuk says a recounting. David is appointed king. It says he was 30 years old when he became king, and he was king for 40 years. That's one pasuk. Next pasuk, in Hebron he was king for 7.5 years, and in Jerusalem he was king 33 years. How much does that add up to? 40.5, right? So that's the other pasuk. So which one is it? You're telling me he was king for 40 years. Then you're telling me 33 plus 7.5. So that's 40.5. So one opinion says really he was king in Jerusalem only for 32.5 years. So the math adds up to 40. But out of respect to Yerushalayim, the pasuk rounds it up. It doesn't want to say 32.5 about Yerushalayim, so it says 33 about Yerushalayim. That's one answer. So that answer seems to be of the opinion that the numbers should add up. If you say 40, it should be 40. Yehuda Bei Rebbe says, Cheshbon merube bole lecheshbon memuat. The big number swallows up the small number. Now what does that mean? One opinion means that they didn't want to say 40.5 once they got up to big numbers. When you say 7, you could say 7.5. When you say 40, you don't say 40.5. How old are you? So when you're 5, you say 5.5. When you're 20, you don't say 20.5. You say, I'm 20. When you're 40, you say, I'm 40. You don't say 40.5. You sometimes say, I'm going to have a birthday in 2 weeks. I'm going to be 41.
Is it the same idea that people use, like he's in his 30s or he's in his 40s? Like,
could be.
Saying, oh, he's 47. Like,
right?
He's
sometimes in big numbers, it's less.
Well, what did
so,
they say if it was 45? Wouldn't they state 45?
45, yes, because that's a whole number.
Right.
But they wouldn't say 40.5. So that's why he wants to say that sometimes when you get to big numbers, you round it. So that goes back to your question. Why would the Torah round the number of the census? So what Rabbi Yehuda Bei Rebbe is saying is that sometimes when you're up to a very big number, the Tanakh will just round it. So instead of saying give him 39 lashes, the Tanakh will say 40. So that's a new concept. That means that Moshe Rabbeinu might have been 79 or 81 when he stood before Pharaoh. Because when the Torah gives me number 80, a round number, then I don't know if it really means 80. It could also be in 79. But that also means that when Moshe dies at 120, he might have been 121. And then I'm going to round it. Right? Because here we rounded down. Instead of saying 40 and a half years, we said 40. So it could be Moshe Rabbeinu was 121, according to this answer, and we round down to 120. Yeah? So that there are different opinions what this answer is when he says, Cheshbon merubeh boleh lecheshbon mimoat. The way I explained it now is the Korban Ha'eda. That's his explanation of the Jerusalem Talmud. Others explain it a little differently. But what we see here is that sometimes the Tanakh, that's a system in Tanakh to round numbers. The Rabag argues that that's only in the number that's next to the round number. The Rabag argues that if Moshe was 79, the Tanakh will call it 80. If it's 40 and a half, we'll call it 40. But if it's 78, we won't call it 80. According to the Rabag. The Jerusalem Talmud says the big number swallows up a small number. Instead of saying 40 and a half, I'll just say 40. So that's...
That claim by the Rabag
in his commentary on Tanakh to the census, right. Rabag's answer doesn't seem to answer the census. This interpretation in the Jerusalem Talmud seems to answer the census. What's interesting here is that the Tanakh didn't round the 33. I mean, 33 years counted as 33 years. When the Tanakh tells us that Am Yisrael left Mitzrayim 600,000 men, over there it certainly sounds like a round number. Was it exactly 600,000 men when the Torah says it?
It says 603,000.
Like over here. But in Shemos, it says Sheshmot Elef Raglia Gevarim Levad Mitav.
Then you have a little bit of time in between that where people are born.
In Shumbaya, the question is, when the Tanakh said 600,000, did it literally mean 600,000? Or maybe it was 5999982.
Right.
I don't know. The concept here, Cheshbon Merubeh Boleh Cheshbon Memuat, the big number swallows up the small numbers. The question is how you interpret that and how far you take that. And that is a difference among the commentaries on the Jerusalem Talmud here. So what we learned tonight, we began with the question of Moshe Rabbeinu, 80 years old. How does that work if the Makos took place a whole year? The Rabag's answer that on numbers that are close to a round number, the Tanakh will round. Then we saw the Ramban, that the Tanakh and our sages will sometimes talk about the general rule, even if it doesn't apply to all the specifics, and that we have this concept, he quotes from the Jerusalem Talmud, that sometimes the big number swallows up the small number. Whether that means the Tanakh will always round in big numbers, sometimes round in big numbers, only round like the Ralbag says, it certainly sounds broader than the Ralbag, but here we have a source from the Jerusalem Talmud about the Tanakh rounding numbers.